Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fcforyouonestopshop.com.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to another episode. I am so excited, y'all, to have Marita here, Shea Butter Love, join us this morning. And her son, Tamir, was the inspiration for starting her business. She was born with eczema, and all of the medication the doctors prescribed did not work. So, Marita, welcome to our show. I see you are here live. Welcome.
Good morning. I am here. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So tell the listening audience, I started talking a little bit about how you start your business, but tell a story about your son, Tamir.
Okay, so a lot of people don't know this, but long before I actually started Shea Butter Love, before it was a business, I was already making the product. I was making specifically and only shea butter. It was kind of like a hobby. At a certain point in time, I was a stay-at-home mom with him, and he was born with asthma and eczema. A lot of times, even allergies, all three of those things are connected typically. But a lot of the stuff that the doctors would give, it would tone it down, but it wouldn't get rid of it. So I began to use the products on him, and that's kind of where my foundation was built. I also do have to add this to that, which is I do have a cousin that more so pushed the product as far as into selling the product, which is my cousin Jamila. We call her Aisha. And she was more of the person that pushed it into, okay, we know you have it and it's good, but you should try selling it. And then I began to move forward from there. But Tamir is an amazing kid. He's awesome. He outgrew his eczema eventually, but of course we use the products in our home. And, yeah, he's an amazing kid. That's my youngest son. I have two children.
Wow. That is awesome because, you know, when you have dry skin, it's very uncomfortable. I know how it goes, how it feels. When I don't use lotion or proper lotion, you know, I feel like my skin is tight and itchy. So I can imagine eczema, you know, being very uncomfortable for him. And so what are some of the challenges that you face out there?
I will say this, as far as when it comes to business, yes. So when it comes to business, I will say one of the challenges that I think everybody's is different, but one of the challenges that I personally face is just running into events that I can continuously do. I like to do like a lot of the vending events, but just staying like on top of that. Sometimes it's like you don't want to do that. I also think that my drive and the way that I like to network, sometimes I can reach a roadblock with certain people because, like me, you and I previously talked about, there's a lot of competition and competitive energy among small business owners when, in fact, we are just all to really have the community and village-like mentality because right. It doesn't have to be that way. We are all here to, you know, supplement each other in different ways and help and assist each other. So for me, I wish that everybody had that mentality because that can be a roadblock that businesses, you know, reach.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm so glad that your cousin, you know, told you, hey, you know, you can turn that into a business, you know, because I'm pretty sure you weren't even thinking about that. And then you're like, oh, my goodness, yes. If it works for you, you know, businesses start in the home. You try something and it works for you, it works for your family, and they're like, hey, you know you can market this? Hey, you know you can make money with this? Like, wonderful. You try it and people like it. So tell me, what are the different fragrances that you have? Because I know shea butter, the raw shea butter, oh, my goodness, the scent is very strong. So what fragrances do you offer?
It is. When you get it raw, it's very earthy. Like, you know, that I like to use that word because it is. It's like it has that natural smell to it where either you like it or you don't. But for the shea butter and addition, I will say also the scrubs. But for the shea butter and the scrubs, I have the same scent. And some of the scents that I have are lavender, which is an original. I also have peppermint. I have tea tree, eucalyptus, almond. I have rose. I have peach. I have unscented, of course, for some people who just choose not to want anything. And all of the scents that I have, they happen with essential oils. I don't use like perfumes. I use essential oils. So even when I add them in, they're still not overpowering. It's very much so, you know, like toned down, so to speak, you know. So I have all of those scents. I have a few more. You can mix and match anything. I have all different types, literally. I have spearmint. I have eucalyptus. I think I already said that one. I have sage. I have different kinds. Yeah.
Wow, sounds like you have a variety of different fragrances, different scents for the different noses out there. So I'm glad to hear that you use essential oils because a lot of these products, they use perfumes, and you already have allergies, skin allergies. You don't want to put something else that's not organic on your skin. So kudos to you on that. So we have some callers. I am going to unmute the last four digits, 2341. I'm unmuting your line. You're live. Do you have any questions or any comments for Marita? Two, three, four, one. You are live. Okay, we'll come back to you. How about 4828? I'm unmuting your line. 4828, last four digits.
Okay, hi. Marita, tell them about your new flavor that you just did, your new scent, the almond.
Oh, yeah. So
can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're good.
Can you hear me too?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So the last scent that I did just add for the scrubs and for the shea butter is almond. That's my most new addition. And it actually smells just like Jergen. I don't know if you're familiar with Jergen, like the lotion, the one that smells like cherry blossom or something like that. It smells exactly like that. It's getting really good feedback. And I'm getting a lot of feedback from that just for the people that already have purchased it online or the people that have purchased it on Instagram or wherever. It's getting awesome feedback. And it also smells really good when it's added to peppermint and geranium. Though the three of them together, it's like, oh, my God. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Sounds amazing. Now, do you offer sample packs when you do events?
You know what? I actually do offer samples. Depending upon the size of the event and the weather will determine how I do that. But one of the ways that I normally would offer a sample is like in a small little half an ounce little jar. And it's just enough to where you can get enough shea butter for like your hands and maybe your elbows just to try it. If it's not warm outside, then sometimes I'll just have a shea butter sitting out and you can use a Q-tip and just swab how much ever you want and use it and then be done with that Q-tip and get another new one if you choose to do it that way. I like to do that if the event is small because then a person can kind of use as much as they want, you know? And then I usually don't do a sample for the scrubs because I would need like water in order to do that. But I may incorporate that in the future so people could feel that, because the scrubs are amazing too.
That sounds good. Now, I know a lot of times you have folks that do home parties. Do you do home parties? Like, if I have a birthday coming up and I want to hire you to come in and, you know, just give us some samples, give us, you know, and do you offer home parties?
Yes, I definitely do. I do any type of events, private or public, and I even do gift bags. And I even offer on my website, I offer people that just want to purchase even certain samples and say, hey, I just need to purchase this to put in my gift bag. I also do that as well. Whether I need to be there, I can be there. Or if my products need to be there, I can arrange for that to happen as well.
Awesome. That sounds like you have a lot of flexibility. So what's
yes.
the future? What do you see the future hold for Shea Butter Love? What do you see yourself?
I like that question. I always like future questions. I'm a person that didn't do a lot of dreaming as far as being a visionary when it comes to many things. But being able to have this business, it actually expanded my mind, and it gave me a lot of clarity and just, you know, like a lot of confidence when it comes to planning for my future. So I will say this. One of the plans I have in the next 5 years is definitely to add more non-perishable items to my site. The most recent one has been the head wraps and T-shirts, because I need to have stuff that's not going to have any shelf life, is not going to go bad. It's just going to be there and be ready to be taken. And as far as items to use for the body, like as far as oils and stuff, I haven't really told a lot of people this, but I am in the process of creating a natural hair oil and a lock oil and a braid oil. It'll be a one-stop shop for everybody, because I have locks and I do hair. So it's something that I actually need. It's going to be a great addition to the business. I actually will look forward to, in the next 5 years, hopefully getting my products in maybe 10 more places in 5 years. Maybe I'm dreaming a little bit small right now. Maybe I should say more than that. But mm-hmm. I want to just grow as a woman in this time. I want to do a lot of networking events. I want to dive deeper into mentorship as far as in the aspect of self-awareness, self-love, spirituality, more in that dynamic. And I also want to finish my degree. I will definitely be finished with my degree in social work, and I want to do something with Shea Butter Love with that. I'm not really a corporate America girl. I'm more of a, you know what I'm saying, grassroots. I like to work for myself.
Yes.
So I just want to put my hands into a lot more community activism, a lot more networking, a lot more just getting to the people that need help, you know?
Yeah, sounds like you have an amazing product. You have amazing goals set for yourself, and the future is bright for you. And I can just sense just by having, you know, conversations with you that you want to take as many people as you can to the top. And so I love that about you. So how do people get a hold of you? Where can they find you?
Okay, so I love social media. I'm a social media girl, but I'll say this. You can find me on just about every platform. If you want to get on my website, that's www.sheabutterlove.com. Shea Butter Love is two E's at the end. You can also find me on YouTube, where I do a lot of inspirational, motivational videos and talks, and that is also Shea Butter Love. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram, Shea Butter Love. You can find me on Pinterest at Shea Butter Love. And you can even find me on TikTok doing videos, especially when I'm hiking, when I'm doing hair. That's what I really kind of keep my TikTok surrounded about. But if you look on my Instagram, everything is in my link tree. Everything is in my bio. And everything is Shea Butter Love. That's my name. When you see me, just shout me out. And I'm so super glad I got to do this interview.
Well, I'm so super blessed to have you on the show. Oh, my goodness. I definitely want to bring you back when you come up with your new products anytime. And just give me a call. So thank you so much for your time, Maurita, and all the best to you and your company. Stay Butter Love.
I appreciate you. Thank you for having me today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You have been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4uonestopshop.com.